This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Many of the world's poorest nations have every right to be angry that they are suffering most from a climate crisis they did nothing to create. That's the message from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres at the Climate Ambition Summit taking place in New York on Wednesday. He opened the meeting calling for concrete steps towards climate justice, which include increasing climate adaptation funding for developing countries and those most vulnerable to climate change. Lending to developing countries should also be offered at a more reasonable cost to boost investments in resilience, the UN chief insisted. Mr. Guterres urged governments to put an end to trillions of dollars in fossil fuel subsidies and hit fast forward so that developed countries reach net zero as close as possible to 2040 and emerging economies as close as possible to 2050. He said that the summit, showcasing the global coalition working to end the climate crisis, was a powerful moment to generate momentum that can be built on in the coming months. Staying with the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres has said that he remained concerned about the humanitarian situation in the South Caucasus, where there's been a flare-up in fighting. Through his spokesperson, Mr. Guterres reiterated his call for full-fledged access for aid workers to people in need. In a statement referring to the situation between Armenia and Azerbaijan, Mr. Guterres said that he was extremely concerned over the use of military force in the region and reports of casualties, including among the civilian population. According to the latest media reports, a cessation of hostilities in the region was announced on Wednesday. Conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan over the region has persisted for more than 3 decades, but a ceasefire was agreed almost 3 years ago following 6 weeks of fighting by the leaders of Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Russia, leading to the deployment of several thousand Russian peacekeepers. The UN chief urged in the strongest terms for de-escalation and stricter observance of the 2020 ceasefire and principles of international humanitarian law. Just last month, UN humanitarians and partners briefed the Security Council on the need for unimpeded passage of aid in the region through the Lakin Corridor. The key route reportedly reopened last week. Mr. Guterres said that he regretted that the latest worrying developments followed the delivery of much-needed humanitarian assistance to the local population on the 18th of September. Afghanistan's de facto authorities have been using torture as a tool to extract confessions from prisoners, the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, UNAMA, said on Wednesday. A new report by UNAMA's Human Rights Service has documented over 1,600 cases of human rights violations, including torture, committed by the de facto authorities across the country during the arrest and detention of individuals from the 1st of January 2022 to the 31st of July this year. Commenting on the findings, UN Rights Chief Volker Turk described as harrowing the personal accounts of beatings, electric shocks, water torture, and numerous other forms of cruel and degrading treatment, along with threats made against individuals and their families. Torture is forbidden in all circumstances, he insisted. According to the report, violations of due process guarantees, including denial of access to lawyers, have become the norm in the country. Mr. Turk urged the Taliban to halt the abuses and hold perpetrators accountable. Afghanistan remains bound as a state party by numerous international human rights treaties. UNAMA is mandated by the UN Security Council to support their implementation. Coming soon to a billboard near you, a new global UN road safety campaign launched on Wednesday to help prevent road traffic crashes, which kill 1.35 million people each year. Crashes are the leading cause of death for people aged 5 to 29 around the world, and developing countries account for a staggering 93% of the victims. According to the UN Economic Commission for Europe, UNECE, the most vulnerable road users, such as pedestrians, cyclists, and motorcyclists, and the poor, are disproportionately affected. The UN Chief's Special Envoy for Road Safety, Jean Todt, said that road safety was not high enough on the political agenda in most countries. To raise awareness of the issue, the new UN campaign mobilizes celebrities ranging from pop star Kylie Minogue to football icon Ousmane Dembélé, who are encouraging road users to adopt safe practices. The billboards will go on display in some 1,000 cities worldwide. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.